In this bulletin, Stolen Generations survivors set for redress payments under a new repatriation scheme. New South Wales records 262 new coronavirus cases. And in sport, Australia's medal tally rises again at the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Survivors of the Stolen Generation in the Northern Territory, the ACT and Jervis Bay will be eligible for compensation under a new redress scheme with the Commonwealth. The measure comes as part of more than $1 billion worth of funding announced by the federal government for new programs in the Closing the Gap strategy. The redress scheme is a reversal in policy by the federal government and will allow survivors in then Commonwealth territories to receive a one-off payment of $75,000 in compensation. The lead convener of the Coalition of Peaks, Pat Turner, says it's a significant step.
Our people have waited a long time for compensation for Stolen Generation survivors. Fiona will speak with you in more detail about that, and the Healing Foundation is a part of the Coalition of Peaks. But I just want to say how much this means to me personally. It is important recognition. I also know, however, that there are many survivors that have died waiting for this recognition. My mum being one of them.
New South Wales has recorded its worst day of the pandemic so far, with 262 new local coronavirus cases and 5 more deaths. All of those who died were aged over 60, 4 of the 5 were not vaccinated, while the 5th had only 1 dose. The state also recorded 107,000 tests. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says COVID-19 cases have also been detected in the Hunter and Upper Hunter regions, and those areas will now be put into a one-week lockdown starting from tonight.
The local government areas impacted are Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, Maitland, Port Stephens, Cessnock, Dungog, Singleton and Muswellbrook. These community leaders and local leaders are being advised of this. That will commence at 5 p.m. tonight and go until midnight next Thursday. So a week similar to what occurred in Orange. And hopefully, similar to what occurred in Orange, we'll see that community have its restrictions or stay at home lifted at that time.
Victorian authorities are considering a further tightening of COVID-19 restrictions as the state investigates the source of 3 new local infections. A couple from Hobsons Bay and a man in Maribyrnong have tested positive for the virus, but it's unknown where they caught it from. Victorian health officials and the state government have been meeting to discuss whether more restrictions are needed. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says he's not ruling out another lockdown, but it's too early to say at this stage.
The government's priority is to avoid what's going on in Sydney. We have got to do everything we can to avoid cases getting out of control like they are in Sydney, and we send our best wishes to everybody in Sydney. They're doing it very tough at the moment. And if you look at the Doherty model and look at the Prime Minister's been very clear, the Federal Treasurer, you know, everybody has been very clear about the fact there's only one real way to deal with Delta outbreaks. But it's too early for us to say what will happen in relation to these cases.
Victoria recorded 6 new cases on Thursday, including 1 known yesterday, and 2 further infections to be included in Friday's figures. Tasmania has recorded its first case of COVID-19 in more than a year after a traveller from New South Wales tested positive. The 31-year-old arrived in Launceston on August 2nd and was directed to hotel quarantine because he did not have an approved entry pass. He was sent back to New South Wales on August 4th. The Premier, Peter Gutwin, says the man was not in the community at any time, but the flight corridor he travelled through is a concern.
This includes the flight from Melbourne, and I just want to mention that at the moment, that flight from Melbourne to Launceston, which departed Melbourne on the 2nd of August at 10:40 a.m. and arrived at 11:40 a.m. was Virgin Flight 1364. And anyone that travelled on that flight on that day should immediately self-isolate and wait for public health to contact them.
To Tokyo now, and Australia has won its equal highest ever number of gold medals in a single Olympic Games after taking 2 within about 10 minutes in separate sports this afternoon. 18-year-old Keegan Palmer from the Gold Coast became the first Australian to win an Olympic medal in skateboarding, the first time the sport has been included in the Games. 22-year-olds Tom Green and Jean van der Vesthazen took first place in the men's kayak double 1,000-metre competition. It takes Australia's medal tally to 17, equal best with Athens in 2004. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 22 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 15. Melbourne, a light shower or two, 15 as well. Hobart, cloudy, 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, sunny, 21. Sydney and Newcastle, both sunny and 20 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 25. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.